True Protestants, listen while I shall relate the triumph of London, the glory and state, which was to be seen on King William's birthday, in delicate figures, both sumptuous and gay. Likewise, on the 5th of November also, the city was graced with this beautiful show. First figure was William, our Protestant king, as likewise the army he with him did bring, war horses with shipping and streamers displayed, nay, colonels and captains all richly arrayed, as was when he first did arrive to this shore, religion, nay, likewise our laws to restore. With lines to this purpose for subjects to read, when Catholics thought to make Protestants bleed, God's all divine providence them did oppose, and acted as infinitely as he knows. For this we thank Nassau, and kind heavens bless the one for his care, and the next for success. Next figure was taking of Athlone by storm, the battle of Agram, the manner and form of King William's army, who valiantly fought and put the proud French and the Tories to rout, the siege and surrender of fair Galloway, to celebrate gracious King William's birthday. And under these figures, these following lines did set forth the fame of these glorious designs. No longer the terror of Bellona's fears in his settled nations and kingdoms appears. His conquering army for fresh trophies waits to right wronged subjects and give law to states. The third figure shows you how Louis the Grand, that desperate tyrant and torment to man, what vast floods of Protestant blood he has spilt, with swords in their bodies sheathed up to the hilt. His booted apostles some thousands did kill, the bloody commands of their king to fulfill. With this like inscription he mercy abhors, whose black civil murders has outdone the wars. His poor groaning natives wandered for repose, and exile before sad oppression they chose. Thus tyrant Louis his subjects oppress, which under King William we joy do possess. The gunpowder plot did in figure appear, and foe with his Romish dark lantern was here, who with the whole faction a bargain had made, the match being lighted, the train likewise laid, to blow up the king and his great parliament, but most divine providence them did prevent. Fond Protestants, are you so stupid of late to pine after those that would ruin your state? Those Catholic vipers, right impudent, bold, who plotted against your forefathers of old, destroying young children, nay, husband and wife, for murders and treasons they love as their life. The 5th of November still honored shall be, on which we have twice been delivered, set free from snares which proud Rome did for Protestants lay. King William to save us he landed that day. Let triumph and glory with Protestants ring, to set forth the fame of our Protestant king.